Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
When last we were in Murundoy, Bibi visited Anil and Mala and asked Anil for some time to accept their marriage and the pregnancy. Unique and Kevin planned the next green fair, and later she was nearly run over by a car and Dinah decided to call the police. As we return, Divine and Unique are at the community center.
Unique, you see why I told you about Venus? The girl dangerous. Suppose she didn't knock you down.
Divine girl, I can't sleep. Sergeant Murray came to the house and then we went down to the station and made a report.
And what Kevin said?
He trying to call she, but she didn't answer. When he and the police go by her house, she wasn't there.
Wow.
So right now the police looking for she.
I tell you what, they need to get her off the street. She needs help.
Girl, I don't know, like I freaking for walk down the road.
And you don't know what else she could do.
So true. She left a note on Kevin's car threatening to kill him.
You serious?
And that was before she tried to run me over.
Hello, good afternoon. Like we ain't having club this afternoon.
Hi, Alexis. Come on in and sit down. You're the first one today.
What are we doing this afternoon?
Well, we're going to be talking about the green fair and the role we have to play.
How are we having another green fair so soon, though?
Mr. Ignatius Thomas got the collection of the used tire project going, and so he thought a fair would attract more people to bring more tires.
Oh.
Plus, we're going to be talking a bit about the National Integrated Solid Waste Strategy and some of the agencies involved.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime, though, we need help putting up these new posters.
Okay, no problem.
Denzel coming today?
No. He helped the neighbor get your compost bin up and running.
Oh, nice. I notice compost bins in a lot of yards these days.
And kitchen gardens too.
It's good to know that we're making some impact.
Yeah, because sometimes you wonder.
I think the Green Generation Project is making a big difference too. My little cousin went home from school and demanded that his mother have two bins, one for organic and one for inorganic waste. And he's only 10.
You see that?
His mother called the school to find out more about the project because she didn't know.
You see, that's the good thing about introducing children to solid waste management when they're young. You know they have that saying, bend the tree while it's still young? It's so true.
Yes, children will more quickly amend and adjust than most adults.
Like the ones who still insist on improperly disposing the garbage.
Or burning it. And sending smoke in everybody's house and messing up your blinds. I had to go over and have a good talk with my neighbor the other morning. Girl, one smoke wake me up. I was so vexed, especially because mommy pregnant.
But some people don't have any other way of disposing the garbage.
The truck comes around every week.
Yeah, but what if you build up garbage during the week? And what if the truck miss a week?
Well...
Look, I think even if you have to burn, although I really prefer people don't, put it in a drum and cover it.
Burning will produce toxic air pollutants, no matter how you look at it. And remember, when people burn, garbage is on the ground level. So it's easy to inhale, and don't let we start on the damage it could do to the human body.
And one of the worst things to burn is plastic. Plastic should never be burned in open air. There is information that inhaling burning plastic may even cause hormonal imbalance and cancer.
Wow.
But how else are we supposed to get rid of that if it doesn't decay?
That is why it's important that people reduce using plastic as much as possible. Especially when it comes to like going to the market and the supermarket. Paper bags, cloth bags are all healthy alternatives.
Not everyone would always remember to walk with bags though. Sometimes you just got to run to the shop and run out the house just so. Or sometimes you on the road and didn't plan to and just happen to remember you need something.
That's true. But still, people got to make an effort. If we could cut down on even half the plastic, our garbage problem would become so much less.
And what about companies that making all the drink, juice, water in plastic bottles? To me, that's bigger than the plastic bags problem.
Yeah.
Well, when we start recycling on a large scale, all those problems are supposed to decrease.
That needs to happen real soon.
This phone just keep ringing. I don't know how Alexis forget this phone call like she married to this thing. Oh gosh, is who calling she? Babes? This got to be Jaden. Hello? No, this is not Alexis, her mother. Who's this? Hello? 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 Well, that certainly wasn't Jaden. He sounds American. Let me see if I could get into this phone.
I heard you helped
people. Well, yes.
I saw your ad.
She got his phone lock.
I
thought I told this girl not to lock this phone, you know. It's me and she when she come home. She gonna have to tell me who is this, babes.
Alright, everybody. Besides the preparation for the Green Fair, I wanted to talk to you a little this afternoon about the agencies with responsibility and oversight for solid waste management in Guyana. Now, I just don't want to stand up here talking. I want you to first share what you know.
But it's why everybody bend in the head and turn in the face. I just hear y'all mouth on the road, you know.
The Environmental Protection Agency is one.
Yes, and do you know what they do, Alexis?
Assessment of waste management systems, set standards for waste management facilities, and issue permits for things like landfills.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
If I may interject, the Ministry of Communities is also one of the most important agencies.
I thought we supposed to answer.
Sorry. However, since I already started, the Ministry of Communities is responsible for formulating the national waste management policies and providing waste management oversight for all regional democratic councils.
And neighborhood democratic councils, or NDCs, and town and city councils.
Thank you for helping, Alexis.
Is we supposed to be answering, though?
All right, we're running out of time this afternoon, so I will just name the other agencies quickly. They were just mentioned. Regional Democratic Councils, which operate as decentralized offices of central government and oversee the waste management of the NDCs.
Which are responsible for ensuring the delivery of waste management, street sweeping, and drain cleaning services to residents within their boundaries.
And we all know they do much more than that.
So true.
And last but not least, they are the tongue and city councils like Georgetown City Council, which are responsible for cleaning services to residents and businesses in Georgetown.
Oh, shoots! I forget my phone home!
You okay, Alexis?
Can I leave now?
Oh, well, we don't have much time left.
Okay, bye.
I didn't say you could leave.
This is an emergency!
Is that the kind of discipline that you're instilling in these young people, Miss Boston?
Well, Miss Lucille is when you sneak in here.
I was observing you people from the back for the last 15 minutes. One thing you neglected to tell the young people is that the draft solid waste management bill proposes the establishment of a solid waste management authority, which is expected to function as a corporate body under the Ministry of Communities.
Thanks, Miss Lucille. Okay, guys.
You also neglected to mention that other agencies such as the Ministry of Public Works, the National Bureau of Standards and Institute of Applied Science and Technology are also involved in waste management to some extent.
Thank you, Miss Lucille. Guys, I will see you next week, and don't forget to do what you have to do for the Green Fair.
Your methods are all wrong for running this environmental club. You need to be more innovative.
Seriously? You telling we need to be more innovative? Wow. Miss Lucille, you got jokes.
I never thought you would grow up to be so rude, Divine. Long gone are the days when you were a sweet little girl, living with your father at my bottle flat.
Look, I'm going to pack up.
Is there a reason you came here today, Miss Lucille?
It was suggested that we join together for the upcoming Green Fair instead of going as two different bodies.
Okay. Well, we will have to meet and talk about how we're going about that.
Why do you think I'm here?
But you didn't tell me you were coming. And I have to get home before it gets dark. Somebody almost ran me over with a car last night, and I'm not taking any chances.
Oh dear. Are you all right?
Not really.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe you can come to my home tomorrow afternoon, and we can discuss.
Yes.
I won't be coming.
Talk to your friend. I don't know what has happened to her.
I'm quite fine, Miss Lucille. Just grown now.
Well, your father was a disastrous drunk back in the day, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Excuse me, Miss Lucille.
All right. Y'all don't know.
100.1. Alexis, you got something you want to tell me? Who is this babes that call your phone? It's somebody with an American accent.
I don't know. Maybe the person dialed the wrong number.
He asked for you by name.
Oh, weird.
You know, I don't like you keeping things from me, you know. You and Jaden are going good and I don't know what happened.
We just decided to take a break to focus on studies.
So it's a new boyfriend you got?
It's just a friend.
Okay, so who is he?
It's not nobody you gonna know.
Alexis, how you know I won't know?
It's a boy I went to school with who migrated. We recently got back in contact on Facebook.
Okay, so what's his name?
Mallow.
Mallow? Mallow what?
Mallow Green, mommy. But like I said, we're just friends.
You won't have just a friend saving your phone as babes, Alexis. I ain't dotish.
Well, obviously I like ye, but we ain't officially together or nothing.
Well, here, what you gonna do for me? You gonna pull up this boy Facebook page and you gonna let me see who he is.
Really, mommy? Is that necessary?
Yes, because right now you're not being truthful to me.
Mommy, but I gotta go.
Look, get to the computer and pull up this boy profile.
Actually, he's not on Facebook right now. Sometime he does deactivate his profile.
You really take me for a fool now, Alexis?
Mommy, I'm going to be 18 this year, you know. You don't need to be checking on me like this.
Look, I gave you till tomorrow to make up your mind. Or else, I taking that phone away. Look, a matter of fact, tomorrow too long. Open it, let me read it now!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.